Welcome to the virtual summit for the Public Speakers Association, Change Your World. It's so much fun for y'all to be on today. My name is Tanya Hoffman, and I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. It's so much fun to bring so much fabulous information, and not just information, but real techniques, tips, and things that you could implement very quickly. And that's what I want to tell you today about, is how to change lives, make money while you're doing it, so that you can go out and change more lives. Because at the end of the day, that is what it's all about. If you're stuck and you're not moving forward, it's because you haven't been changing enough lives. And that's really all what sales is. When you make a sale, you just change somebody's life. Because until they buy something from you, you cannot truly change whatever their habit, their techniques, whatever it is that you're helping them with, you cannot possibly change it. My teenage daughter, she's off to college. She just got into this incredible eyelash company that it's just, instead of using fake eyelashes, you know, you put on this mascara stuff, but it makes your eyelashes, like, super huge. So they look fake, even though they're not. And the reason I brought this up is because you would think that even eyelashes is not about changing lives. It's just something fun that we do, and, you know, it makes us look better. But it really does, because for her, it's also about making people feel better, even if it just means bigger eyelashes. So when you really look at opportunities for your product or service, no matter what it is, it really does change somebody. Even if you feel like it's something just fun, it does change people. If it's jewelry, it just makes someone feel better. It makes them look beautiful, right? And then some of you have incredible opportunity to change people's lives, like Miss Angel Jones that was just on. I mean, she transformed her body, and now she's showing other people how to do that. You know, I love showing people how to transform their business so that they can supercharge their attraction level to bring and make change into so many other people's lives. Because what I find is that most people have a really hard time with business. And not just business, but there's so many nuances. There's so many things that you have to think about being a business owner. Because in most corporations, you're really just doing one task. You're not doing everything. And as we know, business owners do everything. We're the chief executive officers and the bottle washers, right? We're the whole kit and caboodle. So what I want to talk to you today is about how to go out and effectively make money. Because if you're not, like I said, if you're not bringing in that sale, you're not changing lives. Because we've all seen it where you gave incredible advice to somebody, right, free advice that you normally would charge for, and they walk away and they didn't do it because people don't value free. So you have to charge, and it's really your duty to charge, because there's an exchange of energy or, you know, whatever it is, there's this, okay, if it hurts a little bit to give you my money, and because I'm giving you my money, that means that I'm going to listen to what you're saying because I just spent money on you. So there's really two mindsets, and this is the one that you really have to look at yourself and see which mindset you really fit in. Because until you change this mindset, if you've got the wrong one, it's going to be very hard for you to make a huge impact and to make a lot of money. So the first way, first mindset, is an employee mindset. So the employee mindset says, I want to go out to do something today. I want to do the job that I'm tasked for. I want to do it quickly. I want to get paid for it. And then I want to be done. Now, this mindset is what happens to most people in business when they start their own business, because they're task-oriented. I'm going to go do something, and then I'm done. This kind of mindset will always cause you to have one-off selling. I cannot tell you how many people that I've gone through for cosmetics because they sell me a lipstick, and then they never contact me again to find out if I'm ready for another lipstick. So are you selling to somebody and they're never reconnecting with them? Now, the other mindset is the entrepreneurial mindset. And this is the mindset I've had since I was a kid. I admit, ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to own my own business. And I owned my first business at 25. I had a retail store that I owned with my husband in Houston, Texas. The mindset is, I am going to go grab a hold of somebody, bring them into my world so that I can continue to change their life from now on. So I'm going to continue to talk to them and to sell to them forever. So you see the difference in the two worlds. A hello, goodbye versus hello and welcome. And people feel that when you approach them with whatever your product or service is. They will feel that when you are around them. Are you just looking for a quick sell, or are you looking for a relationship? And it's interesting if you look at the people you like hanging around. Somebody that you probably have spent a lot of money with over and over again. They've got a new CD, they've got a new book, they've got a new event coming up, and you're continuously going back to them because they're giving you something that you need for a long time. You have built a relationship. Even if you've never actually met them in person, they have been able to build a relationship with you so that you can continue to not only just do business with them, but more importantly, be part of their psyche, their world, their information, their marketing, their whatever. So, what is your approach? When you walk up to somebody, are you thinking, how can I make a sale to this person? Can I get them to buy this whatever? And I see it a lot in speakers. You know, they'll get on stage, they just want to sell their book at the back, and then they want to go home. And that's why a lot of speakers nowadays are starving, because that model is really gone. That's why there's back-of-the-room sales now. But not just for a book. Hey, let me sign my book. Bye. You never get their contact information. Now it's about getting their contact and continue to say hello to them. How else can you help them? How else can you change their life? How else can you have their friends and family and people they know about you? So you have to look strategically at everything you do. Now, the word strategically is a catcher, because most people are two types of people. There's analytical people, and then there's the marketing people, right? So you're either I put everything on a checklist and go through it, step one, step two, step three, or you've got shiny object syndrome. You're like all over the map. You've got great ideas. You're just running, running, running. Now, both are important in business. And it is very it's important for you to find the other person, the other personality, and have them in your life in some way. So if you're just starting out, it could just be an accountability type partner or someone that you're not revenue sharing in any way. You know, you're not actual partners in your business, but they help you with the other part. Because if you're the shiny object person and you're got an idea moment, you have to have that other person help you create a to-do list so that you can actually get your ideas done. And if you're a checklist type person, it's incredibly important to find someone who has the ideas, because you usually struggle with the marketing and sales part of it. So do find that other person and kind of hook yourself to them so that you can move forward in your business. You know, if you're a checklist type of person, that is one of the most important things that you can do, because you're going to be able to get things done. The problem that you usually run into is your checklist usually doesn't have anything to do with actually going out and connecting with people, right? You can accomplish tasks. I'm going to create a website page that talks about this new CD. I'm going to create the CD. I'm going to, get it all made and produced, and you've got all your checklists, so now you've got your CD, it's ready to sell, but you forgot all about the marketing and the advertisement of it. Or you're the other person, oh my gosh, I've got this idea for a CD, oh my gosh, it's going to be great, and you go out and you start marketing it, and people are like, oh, I really love that, but you never actually get the CD done because you can't get through all the checklists. Because you may actually, get the recording done, but you never get it up on your website. So whoever you are, find the other type of person to connect with. Now, strategically thinking through the process of building relationships with people, even especially people that you don't even know and won't ever meet. That's what social media and email marketing is all about. Yes, you need to be on social media. I know, get over it. You got to use Twitter. You got to use Facebook. You got to use LinkedIn. Yes, we've got to figure out how to use Google+. Nobody really knows how to yet, but just get on it and do it anyways. You can use Hootsuite, HOOTSUITE.com, Hootsuite.com, and you can put all your different accounts in there, and you can do one post, and it'll go out to all your accounts. You have to be careful, though, because you still have to do 140 characters for Twitter. So there's some pluses and minuses, but what isn't? But it makes it a little bit easier. You still got to go into Facebook and say hello to people and answer any questions and things like that. So you build relationships with people you don't know anymore. Now, I do have a lot of people that are like, oh, well, I don't accept anybody if I don't know them, if I haven't met them. So there is a lot of fear out there. And believe me, I know all about fear. I'm very good at having excuses and having my fear overwhelm me, because I've had some pretty awful things happen to me in my past and still going on, So my, wall jumps up quite often. But I have to get over it, because at the end of the day, I've got to build the relationships that can change lives. So, yes, I'm going to get the annoying guy on Facebook that, oh, you're so pretty. I want to know who you are. I want to talk to you. I'm like, does that really work for anybody? I see these people doing things. I'm like, there is some sap out there that's saying hello to these people. Oh, my gosh. So you have to deal with the idiots out there, and there are plenty of them. But that shouldn't keep you from meeting amazing people. It shouldn't keep you from changing people's lives. And it does make you a little vulnerable because you are in the spotlight. But that is okay. And you deserve it. I hear a lot of my clients, they have a huge issue. And I totally get it because I have totally been there where I'm like, who am I to be in the spotlight? Who am I? I'm just little Tanya. How can I change lives? And then one day it dawned on me, how dare I not go out and change lives? I've got information that truly can help people. So how dare I not go out and do that every single day that I am alive? So that at the end of my life, I could shed a tear for happiness about what I've done in my life versus shedding a tear of what I didn't accomplish. So it was a real big change for me personally because I really did struggle with that. I really did. It was such an adjustment for me to get out of my head that I could be somebody, that I could be someone that people would even want to have information from. I am so glad that I pushed myself. And if you haven't written out your fears, do so. I had the longest fear list. I wish I had kept that list. I really do, because I crossed off each one. And I mean, there were some ridiculous ones. You know, one that always stands out is I had written down that I was afraid of talking to a man in a suit and tie. And I'm sure it comes back from childhood, you know, with my father and whatnot. And we had, you know, major issues. Well, that was one of my fears because I felt that somehow they were more important than me or, you know, whatever was keeping me from walking up to a guy in a suit and tie. Of course, I, you know, that was one of my checkoffs, so I had to go and do it. And when I did, you know, nothing happened. Nothing ever happens that you have played out in your head. And yeah, my stomach was turning and it was awful. But it was great at the same time because I did it. And then that cheer was checked off. Okay. Obviously, there was nothing for me to be afraid of. So when you're looking strategically about making money and going out and changing those people's lives, you really have to think through this process of how am I going to go and build a relationship with that person and bring them into my life forever. Now, what you have to understand, so say if you're speaking in front of a group of 20 people. Well, you know that out of those 20 people, 20% of the people in that room automatically don't like you. They won't want to follow you. They don't want to be a part of your world. And you just have to be okay with that. And they may not even not like you. They just don't want to be a part of your world. You don't resonate with them. Maybe it's a fear factor, whatever. You have to be okay that 20% of the people automatically, you just move them aside. And what I have always found after I started realizing that the 20% that don't like me, guess what? I usually don't like them either. So why am I focused on the 20% of negativity? So stop it and focus on the 20% who automatically love you. The 20% that their eyes are sparkling, they're getting it, they're nodding, they're, you know, writing furiously, they're absorbing, and the answer is yes. Yes, I want to be a part of your life. Okay? 20% are the ones that are usually going to be the ones who immediately buy something from you. Now, that leaves 60% left in the room. So what happens to most people in business is you leave the 60%. The 60% just haven't decided yet. They haven't decided if they want to be the bottom 20% or with the top 20%. So it's important to take those undecided votes and bring them in until they make that decision. And you have to be okay with whichever side that they decide to jump on. So you get them into your email system. And if they opt out, that is okay. You get them into your social media. If they decide that they don't want to listen to you more and they block you, you got to be okay with that. Again, stop focusing on the negative. Start focusing on the positive. So you've got your 20% that immediately want something from you. So they're the ones that are rushing to the back to buy whatever you're selling at, you know, when you're speaking, or they meet you at a networking group or at a conference and like, oh my gosh, I need that, whatever you're selling. Those are people that you're immediately going to change their lives because there's, you know, the harmonic, you know, balancing of the universes is coming together and splashing right there in front of you, and they're saying yes, 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 yes. And we love those people. But what is your strategy for the 60% in the middle? How are you going to encourage them that this is something really, really good? Because if you create this system, now you can make real life change. So one of the things to look at, when I go to an event to speak, I look at the audience. Okay, 20% I don't worry about. I know they don't like me. I could tell immediately after I speak who's buying right then, right? They're super excited, and they want whatever I just talked to them about. How are you going to follow up with the other people? The best way is to create some type of action for the rest, for that 60%. So these are the people that you give them, maybe if you had a lot of slides with a lot of information, you can give them the slides for free. Well, you need their email address for that. You put their email address into your email system. Maybe you're giving them a free consultation. You're getting all their contact information to give them the free consultation. I love doing contests, and it's always something worth at least $500. So a coaching session with me, a membership to the Public Speakers Association, something along those lines. So I'm like, oh, hello, I'm Katya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. And today I want to give you an opportunity to win a blah, 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 blah. Okay? So give them something. And I always find $500 gets them motivated. Make sure if you have a contest that it's something that is about you. This is the simple reason why. If you have 1,000 people at an event, so let's just talk about having a vendor booth. So you have 1,000 people at an event that you're vendoring at, and you're giving away a trip to Cancun. Of course those 1,000 people want a trip to Cancun. But now you've got to go through 1,000 people to find the 10 people that are ready to buy right then. versus saying whatever your product or service is, you get this. It hones down on who's actually interested in you and your business. Now you don't have to go through 1,000 people. You could go through the 200 that are actually interested in what you have to say to find the 10 people that are ready to buy, and then the rest you're putting into your social media, your email marketing campaign, because they're still interested. They just didn't win that day. All right? So you see the difference is you've got to hone down to find the people to start talking to. Don't talk to everybody. You don't need to know everybody. You just need to know the people that want to build a relationship with you. So today, what I would love to do is give you something for free. And it's a opportunity to win a membership to the Public Speakers Association. And, you know, just like with anything that we do, we always look at how can you learn from what I do, okay? One of the things to always look at is what is somebody who's successfully doing what you're wanting to do, what are they actually doing that works? So if you go to Public Speakers, with an S, Association, all spelled out, .com, /win, W-I-N, there is a form to fill out where you can win a membership to the Public Speakers Association, a general membership. If you're already a member, go ahead and apply. You know, you get your rest of year and add it on a few. So go there, but look at, I always like looking at what are people actually doing that's working for them. And I run this contest every month. So if you're listening to the recording of this, that's okay. Go ahead and join, do the free offer. It's something that I'm always running because I do so many radio and interviews and things like that I'm always have this running all the time. And that's something for you to think about, too, is how do you make that adjustment and bring people into your life. So I hope you enjoyed that today. Really look at not just changing lives, not just giving people that information, but how do you get them to buy? Because until they buy, they won't learn.